What if we just stop being conciliatory as conservatives? What if we stop trying to be respectful and just told the people who are always screaming at us, ranting at us, calling us names, accusing us of everything in the book? What if we just told them, go jump in a lake? What if we stopped apologizing? What if we stopped being nice? It's time to stand up to the left and stop taking their crap. Today on the Daily Gator Daily Five. Welcome to Daily Gator Daily Thought, the pre-election day edition. Tomorrow's November 6th. If you haven't voted, a lot of people have done the early voting. Of course, the media, early voting is great for Democrats. Yeah. Don't believe them. You believed them last November, and you went into that Tuesday night thinking we're going to have President freaking Hillary Clinton. And guess what? Did not happen. Don't believe it'll happen this time, folks. Don't believe it. I believe you're not going to see a blue wave. I think you're going to see a lot of really butthurt, disappointed, leftist whining jerks on Wednesday morning. And that brings me to the subject. Adam Carolla is a comedian, conservative, very much for free speech, very much against what's happening on college campuses, and Dennis Prager have come up with an idea. And it's basically that we conservatives stop apologizing. Just stop apologizing for every last thing in the world. Everything. Holidays offend people. A whole list on college campuses of what Halloween outfits you should wear or not wear. They had pictures of guidelines. One university had pictures of different cultural appropriation costumes. And it had a guy, a white guy, dressed up in a sombrero, the poncho, with a taco outfit on. So he's dressed as a taco. In the other picture, he's dressed like a taco, but no sombrero, no poncho. Now, the costume without the hat and the poncho was deemed okay because you're not being a Mexican taco. It's only racist if you dress up for Halloween as a Mexican taco. Have we really sunk this far? Don't you say, every time you hear one of these stories about some college snowflake who's butthurt because you dressed up as a something you're not, you shut up. That's what I always want to say. What if we just stopped apologizing? Stop calling them. Stop accommodating them. Stop placating them. Tell them you don't like it. Tough. If every college administrator would tell their students that bring this crap up, if you don't like it, get off campus. Go to school somewhere else. It's time we stood up to the left. Now the big thing is after the Pittsburgh shooting on the synagogue, the media, of course, blames Trump. And people like me and probably you, because we're conservatives. Yes, we support Israel. We're not anti-Semitic. We don't care what religion you are. We don't care what color you are. If you're a conservative, skin color, sexual orientation, pigment mean nothing to you. We are individualists. We don't label people. We know they're not jelly jars. We don't assume that because you're this, you're that. Well, he's black. He must be a liberal. She's Hispanic. She must be a liberal. We don't do that. That's the left that does that. The left plays the identity politics thing. And of course, they're saying that Trump somehow caused the Pittsburgh massacre of those innocent Jews in that synagogue. That's horse crap. And of course, they're calling for limits to hate speech. Well, sounds very noble, but the problem with the left is this. When you allow them to, by agreeing with them, that we need to limit hate speech, guess how they'll define hate speech? If you haven't figured that out by now, they will define it however they can to shut anyone who opposes them up. That's the left's version of free speech to anyone who disagrees with them. Shut up. My personal response to that is, screw you. That needs to be all our responses. there's a video of the Daily Caller of Tucker Carlson talking to Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla about this. And I urge you to go over there and check it out. But seriously, stop apologizing. Tim Allen isn't on this. It's just stop taking backward steps. We're nice people, conservatives typically, so we want to appease them. We don't want problems. We don't want hassles. We don't want anger. So just, okay, look, man, if that offends you, I won't say it. The problem is you have to have two rational, reasonable sides to come to an agreement like that. The left is not rational. They don't care about the truth. They don't care who's hurt. They care about winning. Period. And winning to them is again defined as shut up. Well, I'm not going to shut up. Adam Carolla, Dennis Prager, people like that aren't going to shut up. That's what we need. For everyone to grow a spine and say, hell no, I'm not taking it anymore. And one reason I think the Republicans are going to have a big day tomorrow is that when the left pulled their garbage, their absolute sewer-level garbage during the Kavanaugh hearings, a lot of Americans got very angry. And a lot of Republicans who have been known for being all too ready to appease and get along grew spines and said, hell no. Remember Lindsey Graham's fiery speech? Remember John Cornyn nailing Dianne Feinstein about leaking? We got some Republicans to stand up and grow spines. Remember, it was Senator Cassidy, this woman with her two kids, ambushes him in the halls there in Washington. Oh, are you going to apologize to my kids for destroying their future? And he says, kids, you need to know your mother's using you as a political tool. Bravo. We need people to stand up and say, we're not going to take it. Remember the scene in the restaurant? There's Mitch McConnell, his wife, having a dinner. There's other people there having dinner. And here comes this loudmouth group of leftist bastards. Screaming, ranting, raving, took the to-go bag that Mitch McConnell had, threw it out in the parking lot. Well, big man. And what did the other diners start doing? Leave them alone. Shut up. They stood up to the thugs. And the faces of this thug, the main thug, was he couldn't believe someone was actually telling him, shut up. That's what we need more of. If you haven't seen the videos in Portland, the recent Antifa protest and violence there. This guy's harassing this woman who lost her husband, who's a police officer, on 9/11. And he's saying, well, good, I'm glad your husband died. I hope he's burning in hell. And just all kind of vicious things about her husband who's dead. This older woman, probably late 50s, early 60s, and she stood up to him. She said, try something, dude. He said, well, I'm not going to hit you. And he just keeps screaming at her, ranting, calling her names, talking about her dead husband. Until her son showed up and said, hey, are you talking to my mom that way? And this guy ran like a schoolgirl who just saw some type of ghost. He ran as fast as his little man vagina could stand. He was stood up to, he wilted and ran away. I'm calling for violence of any sort, but stand up. Say, you know what? You don't like it? Tough. We need to grow a spine in this country because every time any leftist raises a stink, or even the suspicion that some leftists might raise a stink, corporations fold, large banks fold, companies fold. Oh my God, we can't offend anybody. Oh my God, we have to stop it. America wasn't built on that, and America's not going to survive if we go down that road. That's how leftists win. They control the language. Don't let them do that any longer. Vote November 6th. Vote for the Republican. Vote against the Democrat, because I guarantee you, no matter how much you may have a distaste for the Republican running, you got a hell of a lot more in common with them than you do with the Democrat, who is diametrically opposed to you as humanly possible when it comes to ideology, value, and principles, and upholding and defending the Constitution. Vote November 6th. No excuses. Vote. And make these... Can you imagine the joy it will bring you to watch MSNBC or CNN on a Wednesday morning after the lead for the GOP is increased in the Senate and the House stays in Republican hands? Can you imagine? Because I give you a little hint. The left doesn't grasp it yet. They've done nothing but ramp up the rhetoric, ramp up their hatred, ramp up their bigotry, ramp up their diatribes, enter vitriol to unprecedented levels, all while accusing us of doing it, by the way, because they don't grasp why Trump won yet. They don't get it. They don't get it that when he stands up and other Republicans stand up, the Republican base stands up. We all stand up. So make sure you stand up tomorrow and vote. Vote these bastard Democrats out and vote them not to get the office in the first place. Take Stacey Abrams in Georgia. This walking brain donor wants to take away your firearms. Wants to take away AR-15s from law-abiding citizens. Is that what you want? You want the government to tell you how you can defend your home, your property, your family, your lives? Is that what you want? If that's what you want, vote for Democrats. You want Obamacare back? You want tax penalties back? You want higher taxes? You want less jobs? You want economic stagnation? Vote for Democrats. You want more speech codes? More political correctness? Vote for Democrats. But if you're a real American who loves his country and gets what it's about, vote for Republicans. Period. Period. And stop apologizing. That's all I got today. I got to go to work, folks. I'm not a leftist. I work for a living. I don't get paid by George Soros to protest or hand out money to illegal caravans in Guatemala and Honduras. I have to work. Vote Republican tomorrow. Good night. God bless. I appreciate you. If you're left, you just ain't right. And let's all vote Republican tomorrow. Again, take care, y'all.